Teaching styles. Individual teaching styles involve behaviors that have a direct impact on the teaching-learning environment. For example, making eye contact encourages learners to participate in the session. Positive facial expressions that elicit a positive learner response, such as nodding the head, can assist learners in feeling comfortable speaking in class, whereas negative gestures, such as frowning, can discourage learner participation. Vocal tone is very important and can easily portray underlying feelings and encourage or discourage learner participation. Most educators rarely use just one teaching style. Instead, they use a variety of styles, even in a single educational session, depending on the needs of their audience. This mixed approach appeals to the variety of learning styles and has been shown to improve learning outcomes. Reflecting on the type of style one uses most encourages self-understanding and may serve to improve teaching effectiveness. Grosch's classification defines the following teaching styles, all or any of which may be appropriate in a given session. Expert. IPs use their vast knowledge base to inform learners and challenge them to be well prepared. This can be intimidating to the learner. Formal authority. This style puts the IP in control of the learner's knowledge acquisition. The IP is not concerned with learner-educator relationships, but rather focuses on the content to be delivered. Demonstrator or personal model. The IP coaches, demonstrates, and encourages a more active learning style. Facilitator. Learner-centered, active learning strategies are encouraged. The accountability for learning is placed on the learner. Delegator. The IP role is that of a consultant, and the learners are encouraged to direct the entire learning project.